We're going to talk a little bit about, I love the book of John. And of course, John chapter 14 is one of the favorite verses that I love to read. But we're not going to read all in John 14. I'm going to look in John 15. And then we're going to skip around a little bit and look at some other stuff. But the book of John, He tells us so much. He informs us of what's going to happen. John was one of the apostles, and man, I tell you what, he was an awesome guy. And here's what we're going to do. We're going to go ahead and get started. We'll read the John 15:1, if you want to start out, and it says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit." Isn't that neat? Think about that. This is one of the I ams in the Bible, in this Gospel of John. There's seven of the I ams in the Gospel of John. The first one of them is 6:35. It says, "I am the bread of life." Think about what Jesus is. He's the bread of life. And then in 8:12, it says, "I am the light of the world." Jesus is talking there. "I am the light of the world." In 10 and 9, it says, "I am the door." He's the door that we enter into. He's the door that we're entering into and we go into heaven. Jesus said, "I am the door." And then in John 10:11, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd takes care of his sheep. He don't run. He don't hide. He talks about someone that was a hireling. If there was trouble, he may run away from the trouble. But the good shepherd is going to protect all the sheep. God, our God protects us. He covers us. If somebody come in here and shot us, we're going to go to heaven. Amen. And I'll guarantee you that our God's going to protect us. And says, then in John 14:6, says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me." That's what it says. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by through me. And then in Exodus 3, I want to read a little bit of that. Jesus is speaking with Moses. Moses is on the mountain, and Jesus is speaking with Moses. And he says here, "And Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God." Mountain of God is Mount Sinai or Mount, I can't think, starts with the H. Huh? Horeb, that's it. Thank you. I thought maybe you might know it, John. Thank you. Mount Horeb. He came through the backside of the desert, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire. Remember that? That's the bush. Yes. The bush is a flame of fire. And what happened? And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Now, wouldn't that be something? You see a bush out in the desert, and it's burning, and usually it would probably burn up in just a few seconds. But this thing just keeps burning. God keeps fueling it all the time. It just keeps burning. And it calls Moses' attention. And Moses started to go towards it. And Moses said, "And I will now turn aside." Now this is what Moses talking to himself. He says, "I'm going to turn aside here and see this great sight. Why the bush is not burned. Why is that bush not so burning?" And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush, said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here am I." Well, first of all, you're in the desert. You're by yourself. You got a bunch of sheep, animals, whatever you take care of. Got a bunch of them. And you see this bush burning. And it's not consumed. So you walk up close to it, and pretty soon you hear a voice, and it's the voice of God. Wow. Yeah. And he says, and God is speaking here, and he said, draw not nigh hither, but off, put off the shoes for, from off your feet, for the place wherein thou standest is what? It's holy ground. Holy ground. Moreover, he said, here's another I am. Moreover, he said, I am the God of the Father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Exactly what we would do if we're smart. We would hide our face because we'd be afraid to look at God. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry, the cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. God knows us. And God knows what's happening with us all the time. He hears our prayers. He hears our prayers when we're in need, and he hears our prayers when we're praising him. So we don't ever want to stop praying. We don't ever want to stop. We want to stay in the mood of prayer at all times. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land into a good land, and a large, into a land flowing with milk and honey, and into the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherein the Egyptians oppress them. God knows us, don't he? Listen, it's not a surprise. It's not a surprise to God. He knows us. Remember, the Egyptians went into the land of Egypt when they were starving because of the drought. And they went to Egypt, and that's where Joseph, the son of Jacob, was. And Joseph was there taking care of them. And then after Joseph died, the Pharaoh didn't know about Joseph. So they made the Israel people slaves. And they were slaves for 400 years. And now it says, in verse 8, he says, I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that hand into a good land, and a large, into the land flowing with milk and honey, into the place of the Canaanites and all these other guys. Now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel has come to me, and I have also seen the oppression which the Egyptians oppressed them. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Listen, here's my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. And he said, certainly I will be with thee. Excuse me. Moses now speaking. Moses is speaking. And he says, who am I? Moses said unto God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly I will be with thee. This is God speaking. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God upon this mountain. And all that happened. And Moses said unto God, behold, I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers hath sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am has sent me unto you. And I'm going to skip down here. Let me see if I got something. Whatever God has begun to do, he will do. He don't start a job and say, oh, I think I'll go to this other job. Whatever thing God has started to do, whatever job he's started to do, he will finish. It will bring it to completion. Because there are no changes that necessitate any alterations in his original plans and purposes. God started this church. God got this church started. You think he's going to let it fail? No. No, he's not going to. We can be assured that this church will be, still be here until the Lord returns, I think. Now, there's some churches that fail, but I think if this church stays in the Word of God, and that's the key, if we stay in the Word of God, we will not fail. If we try to start wandering, we will fail. But if this church stays in the Word of God and keeps doing what God is telling us to do, we will not fail. Let's go back to John 15 again. He says, now, in John 15, verse 3, now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. And the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do what? You can't do nothing. You can't do nothing without God. You might as well not try. It's not going to accomplish. You can do nothing. If you abide in me, he says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, and the only way that the word is going to abide in you is that you know the word. That you know the word. So how are you going to know the word? You're going to have to stay in the word. I don't care how old we get. We stay in the word as long as we can. I don't care. The word is the most important part of our life. We stay in the word of God. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. That's what happens to the branches. They're just thrown into the fire. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. He was talking to the disciples. He's talking to his disciples. Who are his disciples? The followers of God. He's talking to us. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my word. That's what he wants to do. Continue in his word. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, just as I've kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you. That's one thing we don't ever want to lose. Don't ever want to lose joy, the joy that we have. And only God can give us true joy. Amen. Only God can give us the real joy. So we never lose that. We always have that joy that is in Jesus Christ. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Way back in John 13, 34 and 35, it's a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all men know you are my disciples, if you have love for another. And this is what he's talking here. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you, as Jesus had loved us. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. That's a challenge from God. That's a challenge from God right there. You are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. As we close tonight, we want to remember what we have just read here. We stay in the God's word. We look at in God's word, and we see the promises in God's word. We see the blessings in God's word. Oh, the God is such a wonderful God. Just thank God for it. Let's close with a word of prayer. Lord God, again, we come to you and we thank you again. Thank you so much for the opportunity to come and to share Jesus Christ and to share the word. And I ask that you just continue to bless each person that's in this room. Thank you so much for each one of them. And yes, we are few, but that's okay. That's okay. Lord God, again, we love you. We praise you. And we thank you. In Jesus' precious name, amen.